السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. So yesterday, as part of our discussion on the major signs of Qiyamah, we spoke about the landslide, and I explained the difference between an earthquake and a landslide. Landslide would generally happen on a slope, and it's the movement of the ground downwards, whereas the earthquake is the movement of rocks, etc., under the surface of the earth. But the net result is the same. The people get taken in by the earth and swallowed up by the earth. And we discussed the hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said there would be three major landslides that would take place prior to Qiyamah. One in the east, one in the west, and one in the Arabian Peninsula. And the Arabian Peninsula one, it is believed that that is the one that will take place at the time of Imam Mahdi, when an army will march against him from Syria, and between Makkah and Medina the desert will open up and swallow them up. The other two, there aren't many details mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Other than that, landslides take place, like earthquakes take place and other natural phenomena take place. There'll be landslides that will consume those people who are spend the night in the sin of Allah. Stones will pelt them from the heavens. At times they will be transfigured into pigs and monkeys. Allah protect us. All of that will happen. But these will be three major landslides that will happen very close to Qiyamah. And that is what we discussed yesterday. Now today we move on to another of the major signs. Now we need to understand something. Some of the major signs relate to the earth, like a landslide or an earthquake. Then some relate to people, like prior to Qiyamah, for example, zina will become very rampant. Then some refer to morals, values, you know. People will become very dishonest. And some have to do with the sky, some have to do with the earth. And then there's those that have to do with celestial signs, meaning signs that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends. And that brings us to the next topic of our discussion, and that is the smoke, dukhan. Now, this is taken from the surah which is named as such in the Quran, where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَرْتَقِبْ يَوْمَ تَأْتِي السَّمَاءُ بِدُخَانٍ مُبِينٍ يَغْشَى النَّاسِ هَذَا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ رَبَّنَا اكْشِفْ عَنَّا الْعَذَابَ إِنَّا مُؤْمِنُونَ. So then wait for the day when the sky will bring forth a visible smoke, and the smoke will cover the people in a painful torment, and they will say, oh Allah, remove this torment from us, and we will become believers. Now when and what is the smoke? There are two different views. The one view is the view of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. He says that this smoke refers to a time of the Quraysh. You know, they were refusing to accept the message of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Nabi of Allah told them one day, seven like the seven of Yusuf. Meaning 7 years of drought, like the 7 years of the drought of Yusuf alayhi salam. And such a severe drought afflicted the people of Makkah, the Quraysh, that they were reduced to eating dead carcasses of animals and even the skins of animals. Then, because of that, the deep hunger, they started hallucinating and they saw smoke in the horizons. But there was no real smoke. And they started saying, where's the smoke coming from? Eventually, they said to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you're the prophet of mercy and we are being tormented. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua for rain. That so much of rain came, then they said, now there's too much of rain. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua, Allahumma hawalayna wa la alayna, let the rain fall on the outskirts and not on the city itself, because now there was quite a bit of rain. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu was of the opinion that this is when this incident of the smoke took place. And one day someone was talking and saying, you know, prior to Qiyamah there will be smoke. But Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu rebuked him and said, no, you don't know the proper facts. But other sahaba of the view that no, this smoke will actually take place prior to Qiyamah, very close to Qiyamah. And it will afflict, this was the view of Ali radiallahu anhu, Abu Sa'id Khudri and others. They say it will afflict the believers in a very mild way. You know, like when you get a flu, there's a buildup of mucus in the back of your throat and the back of your mouth and the top of your back of your nose, etc. Like that. Whereas the unbelievers, it will afflict them in a very severe way. It will actually penetrate their ears, this smoke, this dukhan, which the Quran talks about. So the Quran just says it will happen. The Quran doesn't say when it will happen. So one view is it was when the Quraysh saw it. But those scholars who say, no, it will happen as a major sign of Qiyamah, they look at those ahadith when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke about the major signs of Qiyamah, he listed the smoke. And they say, in reality, that smoke that the Quraysh saw was not real smoke, it was hallucination. Whereas this, what the Quran is talking about, is real smoke. So both are true in its place. But this is what will be the major sign of Qiyamah. We'll take the discussion further from there tomorrow, inshallah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.